Welcome to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez. A trip of music discovery, Jamie is picking people he thinks you'll really like. Musicians, artists, producers, and everyone involved in the world of music. Here's your host, Jamie Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm your host of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, Jamie Rodriguez. This episode and every episode, and I got a good one for you. Not just a good one, a great one. We caught up with the exciting indie rock band Colony House, and not just in any place, but a wonderful festival right here in Nashville called Live on the Green. So first, let me tell you about Live on the Green, which was so grateful to invite J-Rod Concerts to cover it. Free outdoor music festival here in Music City, produced and presented by a wonderful radio station here called Lightning 100 WRLT that showcases the city's emerging musical talent and also well-known acts. This festival started in 2009, and it's held in a beautiful public square park here in downtown adjacent to the courthouse, which is like a historic building, and it looks incredibly beautiful. The festival attracts over 600,000 fans from all 50 states, 15 countries. It's free, very popular. And it is always held on Labor Day weekend, except in 2020 and 2021 because of the pandemic. But other than that, it's like a staple in the community. And ever since our, you know, J-Rod Concert moved to Nashville and our company moved to Nashville, we had not experienced it. So we were super grateful to be invited by them. It was great to be back at home, being able to sleep in our own bed. The lineup was incredible. Our great friends of Moon Taxi were one of the headliners. Yola was there, Sheryl Crow. It was just a well-run and incredibly fun time at Live on the Green. You know, past artists that have, you know, made history there include Alabama Shakes as well, and a bunch of other acts. It was just an incredible, incredible time. Thank you to Lightning 100 for having us over. Now, today's guests, ladies and gentlemen, they played, obviously, the main stage, Colony House. You know, very popular indie rock band. They've peaked on the Sirius XM alt rock channels. They've charted on the Billboard 200, and they're composed of Caleb Chapman, Will Chapman, as well as Scott Mills and Park Cottrell. And we met up with them backstage at the festival. They're influenced by U2, by Cold War Kids, and they are just absolutely wonderful. They've played Seth Meyers. They've been all over the place, and they just rock the stage like no one's business. And we sat down with them, and we talked with them for you right here on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. So enjoy the episode, guys, and make sure to check out Live on the Green next year, wherever you're listening to. It's a free festival, super enjoyable. Come to Nashville, stay in one of our amazing hotels, and enjoy some amazing music. Thanks to Lightning 100. Let's get on with it. Colony House on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast.
Colony House?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
How are you guys doing today?
Awesome.
We're backstage here at Lightning on the Green.
Yeah.
Here in Nashville, Tennessee. First of all, how was Europe? I got to ask.
It was amazing.
It was.
A little bit of sleep, but a lot of fun.
Because I just heard you guys talking about that you finally are catching up on sleep. I imagine you didn't sleep much in Dublin and London.
No. We've learned that the trick on the European tours is you fly at night from the States, and you land in the morning over there, and then you have to stay up all day to flip the clock.
Right.
And then you go to sleep, and then you're hopefully reset. But I felt like a ghost for about 10 of those hours trying to stay up.
Loved it. It was awesome. Yeah. The shows, I mean, first time playing headline shows over there, and pretty wild experience to see people. Yeah. Know your music.
I mean, I saw a video of Dublin.
Yeah.
And the way that you guys were rocking that club was insane.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Keep the energy for like, you know, an hour and 30 minutes like that. Like, what's your, do you guys like eat well before? Like, you guys keep it up really well.
Eat our Wheaties.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've always just like, it is a little bit of, like therapy, I guess, or something. You're just, it's not, obviously it's a show, but it's also like, I don't think it's too much of a put-on thing. You just are there with those people. Yeah. It's been like 10 years since we've, you know, started making music and have had messages along the way saying, sure, come to Dublin, come to London or whatever. So when you're there, it's like, oh, we're gonna give them 10 years worth of a show, you know? Yeah.
Love to hear it, guys. So let's talk about the festival here. You know, you guys are from Franklin, you guys are homeboys. Mm-hmm. What does this festival mean? You know, I've been here for 3 years, I'm from Miami, you know, lots of transplants, haven't seen this show because it hasn't been around for 3 years or so.
Yeah.
What is the, like, why does this festival matter so much? Because people's, like, heart sing when they talk about this festival.
It's been around forever, or for us at least.
I also think it's cool. I mean, it's put on by Lightning 100, which is the radio, local radio station. And I think a lot of people in Nashville just have a lot of love for that spot, that, you know, station. And
absolutely.
And it's a well-known station across the country. And I think there's just something cool about the local thing. And it feels very home kind of grown festival. And I feel like a lot of music festivals, you know, they're pretty massive, and there's something kind of cool about it. It can get crazy, and Nashville's crazy right now, but there's kind of a still kind of a unique feeling too.
Right.
So I think there's just it's a cool thing. It's
cool,
special. Everybody kind of comes in local. And
they really show love to the local bands too. Yeah. Like tonight, we're playing with the Wild Feathers and with Moon Taxi, which we've played shows with off and on at stages throughout the last 10 years or so. Some of our first shows as a band, like, we crossed paths with Moon Taxi, so, like, to be able to come back and do this is just so sick. And I feel like that's a really cool thing about this festival, is that a lot of people are from here that play it.
Yeah. And let me piggyback off what you said here, because, you know, you guys were one of the last acts to play the Mercury Lounge.
Yep.
Rest in peace, you know, an iconic venue here. You guys have seen Nashville kind of go from, like, you know, the coolest, like, hidden secret in America to, like a big city now.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that change in Nashville? You know, like, on one hand, there's, like, a Peruvian restaurant opening in the Gulch.
Yeah.
On the other, you know, places like the Mercury Lounge are closing. Like, what do you guys feel about that?
Yeah.
Bittersweet. It's cool to see. I mean, I remember me and Will grew up here in Franklin. They grew up in Knoxville. But, I don't know, we used to come down to Nashville and watch concerts as kids, just, like, the first taste of freedom was getting in your car with your best friends and driving to Nashville. And that's where a Saturday night, like, it would look like maybe like a Tuesday night now, you know, like Saturday night, there's still super mellow, and there's something super cool about that as a kid, being able to explore this city and go to shows and it not be super congested. Now obviously it's wild, and there's so much energy and excitement with that. Of course, we were talking about it just like a little bit, even mourning the early days of this festival when it was a free-for-all. There was just, you know, no rules, everything was loose, and that's so awesome. But then it's also really cool to see how far it's come and how big it's grown. I don't know, there's always gonna be a little bit of grieving. You're like, best kept secret. It's like when your favorite band starts to blow up, you're like, well, I knew him when. And you've got pride in that. And I think maybe that's the best way to describe it, is like, I still have...
You want them to be able to keep making music, so you don't want them to be broke.
Yeah.
For starting out forever.
Totally. Right. But we have so much pride in this city and I don't know, in Tennessee and Nashville. We're really just thankful to have grown up in this place.
And you guys are a part of that. You guys have a busy day, and I appreciate it. So let me leave you guys off with this. If you don't mind, let's go back to 2014, because what a year that was for you guys. When Silhouettes just popped up, and man, like, just on research, like, everything is so exciting.
Yeah.
How do you guys look back on that? You know, that was, like, you know, almost 9 years ago, about that exciting time for you guys and for your band.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's funny about that is with Silhouettes specifically, I can tell funny stories that that was when Alt Nation kind of was a thing, like, started to become a thing. I mean, it was, like, a pretty new thing at that point, right? Like, Sirius XM and Alt Nation.
Yeah, you guys went off on that.
I remember we were driving down the street, and we had no idea, and someone called us and was like, hey, we're hearing your song all the time on Alt Nation, you know, Silhouettes. So we literally had no idea it was happening, and it just happened.
We got an email from we got an email from our label, radio department, and said, or someone we were talking about working with, and they said, just wanted to email and say congratulations on the success at Alt Nation. And we were like, what are you talking about? We had no idea. And we went and just, like, looked up the chart, and we had the number one song on Alt Nation, and we were like,
cool.
what's is this good? Curating this list?
I think, man, for that whole, even looking back, we just, you don't know what you have going. You're just, it's all, our focus was just like, we just want to do this we just want to do this. So like, you know, the success feel like I don't think you are even able to appreciate it in the moment because you don't know any better. You're like, is this supposed to happen? Okay, good job. Well, let's keep working. And then to be able to have done this for now almost 10 years, to be able to look back and smile at, like, we were so naive, had no idea all these awesome things that were happening. But the one thing we always said and still is, like, we just want to be the hardest working band out there. We want there to be no excuse on why it didn't work. So hopefully that hard work has continued to pay off and we'll look back in 10 years from right now and be able to be like, man, we didn't even realize all the awesome things that were happening around us.
Yeah.
So just grateful. Perspective is awesome to be able to look back and really smile over all that. It was really, really grateful.
Well, I'll let you guys rock and roll.
Thanks, man.
Good lining shot, main stage tonight. Yeah.
It's
going
to be awesome.
Can't wait to rock out with you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez.